This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Like most arts organizations that are fundamentally in-person institutions and that rely on live performances, ballet companies have been having a tough time with this pandemic. A lot of them have started dancing again just in time for the big annual moneymaker, the Nutcracker, which accounts for about half of most companies' annual box office. Safety precautions are, of course, a big priority this year. New York City Ballet has only cast children 12 and up, so everybody is vaccinated. But during a pandemic that's led to an increase in violence against Asian Americans, there are calls to change the way that Chinese people are portrayed in the ballet's second act. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab looks at the art of maintaining and yet updating a tradition.
The second half of The Nutcracker takes place in the Land of Sweets, with an it's-a-small-world hodgepodge of characters. There's the Sugar Plum Fairy, Marzipan, and Tea, which in some versions is called Chinese. The choreography traditionally includes shuffling feet, bobbing heads, and pointing fingers. And the costumes? Fu Manchu mustaches, exaggerated eye makeup, and sometimes yellow face. Phil Chan is Chinese-American and remembers seeing The Nutcracker as a kid and telling his dad that he wanted to be in the ballet someday.
And, you know, at the end of the show, he looks at me and he says, "Do you really want to do this? That is all they will see you as. Do you really want to dedicate your time and your energy and your life to this?"
Chan is the co-founder of Final Bow for Yellowface, an organization working since 2017 to change outdated representations of Asians in ballet. His first mission has been helping companies revamp The Nutcracker, one of ballet's best-known productions.
We're not trying to cancel The Nutcracker. We're trying to keep it alive for everybody. Because if an audience comes and all they see is Yellowface instead of the dancing, they will leave unsatisfied and they will miss the beauty of the dance.
That's the big worry, that these stereotypes will put off newer and younger audiences. Because The Nutcracker isn't just the industry's cash cow. It's the gateway ballet.
Our ability to attract people to future performances is really grounded in The Nutcracker.
Ellen Walker is the executive director at Seattle's Pacific Northwest Ballet. She says 3/4 of first-time ticket buyers come to see the company through The Nutcracker. And if they like what they see, they'll often take a chance on other programming, another story ballet like Swan Lake or something more modern.
And then that return often leads to another return, which often leads to a contribution to our annual fund. And that engagement continuum of building relationship with patrons, Nutcracker is absolutely critically important.
This year, the company worked with Final Bow for Yellowface to change the costumes in the Chinese section. The leading dancer is now a cricket, a symbol of good fortune in Chinese culture.
It moved from caricature to a character that was not offensive and that was approached with respect. And when that cricket jumps out of the box, it is really, really exciting.
But updates to historical ballets don't come without scrutiny. Pacific Northwest dances George Balanchine's iconic Nutcracker. It's copyrighted and changes require approval from a trust. There are also fans who believe in preservation, that changing choreography or costumes is like painting over a Van Gogh. Jennifer Fisher is a dance scholar and author of Nutcracker Nation. She says purists,
they think history is static, and to respect history, you want the authentic, the real thing. But ballet technique and its portrayals have changed a lot over the years to appeal to different audiences, as well as just pushing the art form forward.
She says part of ballet's appeal is that it evolves. Since its beginnings in the 15th century, skirts have gotten shorter and jumps and turns flashier. Fisher sees making ballet more inclusive as a similar step. And she hopes companies look beyond The Nutcracker and reevaluate other classics that include problematic portrayals of Black and brown people.
It will be an exclusive form right until it dies, if you don't start talking to your current audiences.
Because it's not just about selling more tickets, but recruiting a more diverse set of students to become dancers, choreographers, and directors. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.